trial. Alex Ballard studied the hostile faces of the Beta Gay and Council presidency. Seated on the bridge of the Capricorn, the three members listened in stony silence as he continued his explanation. So, to keep the authorities or anyone else from knowing that Marga Chevet is alive, we circulated the story that she died on Libdus II while she aided with my rescue.
Won't Callan find the reports of Marga's death a little too convenient?
April Chang, the lead council member in attendance, asked. After all, Marga is supposedly the one who betrayed her.
Callan may have doubts, even suspicions, Alex answered. But she won't know for sure unless she comes face to face with Marga herself.
The cold stare of the three councilmen changed to looks of horror.
But it's highly unlikely that Callan will come back to Beta Gale looking for Marga, Alex reminded them. Especially since, first, she doesn't know that Marga is alive, and second, we have an almost constant authority presence in orbit around this planet protecting the visiting ambassadors.
Alex held his ground under Carl Wagner's unwavering attention. The changes in Carl, presiding member of the council presidency, astonished him. When he, Elise, and Russ stumbled across this unknown colony of Earth descendants 4 months ago, Carl, unlike the rest of the Beta Gaeans, waddled under his extreme weight. None of them could have guessed that beneath his deliberate disguise lay a mind with the craftiness to outwit Callan. As it turned out, right under the noses of Callan and Jarrett Wong, he and Maximilian organized the underground. In his role as spy, Carl directed the underground operations through Maximilian and kept Callan off balance. He did that all while he played Jarrett Wang's...